This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the shared democratic values of Quad grouping are vital for humanity, particularly in the face of increasing global tensions. Mr. Modi also affirmed that the Quad is poised to remain a long-term partner, ready to collaborate with Indo-Pacific nations for mutual growth and stability. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri during a media briefing today, while sharing key takeaways from Prime Minister Modi's ongoing three-day visit to the United States. Last night, Mr. Modi took part in the Quad Leaders Summit and held a series of bilateral meetings with the leaders of the Quad member countries in Delaware. Quad brings together four countries, India, Australia, Japan, and the US. The Foreign Secretary said Quad Leaders Summit and bilateral meetings offered Prime Minister Modi a platform to articulate India's vision for global growth, peace and security. Mr. Misri said Prime Minister Modi expressed gratitude to the US President Joe Biden for hosting the Quad Leaders Summit and for his leadership in strengthening the grouping, highlighting the importance of the alliance in fostering global cooperation. Earlier speaking at the summit, Prime Minister Modi stressed that Quad is here to stay, to assist, to partner and to complement. He asserted that Quad grouping is committed to a free, open, inclusive and a prosperous Indo-Pacific. Mr. Modi stressed that the grouping is not against anyone and supports a rule-based international order, respect for sovereignty and territorial integrity and peaceful resolution of all issues. Mr. Modi said the Quad summit is taking place at a time when the world is surrounded by tensions and conflict. The Prime Minister said that together, Quad countries have taken many positive and inclusive initiatives. On the sidelines of the Quad summit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral talks with US President at Mr. Biden's residence in Delaware last night. During the meeting, the two leaders identified new pathways to further deepen India-US comprehensive global strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also held talks with his Japan and Australian counterparts. Tonight, Prime Minister Modi will address a gathering of the Indian community in New York. He is also scheduled to meet with top executives of leading US-based companies to explore greater collaboration in emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence, quantum computing, and semiconductors. In Uttar Pradesh, at least six persons were killed and several others sustained severe burn injuries in a major fire which broke out at a bed mattress manufacturing factory in Rania industrial area of Kanpur Dehat district yesterday. Police said the fire broke out due to a short circuit in electric wires. An explosion caused by gas cylinders led to the collapse of the factory's roof. The Border Security Force successfully foiled an infiltration attempt by a terrorist along the international border at Arispura area in Jammu last night, recovering a large cache of arms and ammunition. A BSF spokesperson said the alert troops quickly responded, firing a few rounds from a light machine gun after observing the movement of the armed terrorist, preventing the infiltration attempt. The Union government appointed Justice Tashi Rabistan as the Chief Justice of the High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. Justice Tashi Rabistan is the senior most puny judge of the High Court of Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. He was appointed as a judge on 8th of March 2013 and is due to retire on 9th April 2025. The NHRC has taken suo motu cognizance of the reported death of a chartered accountant girl from Kerala in Pune due to alleged excessive workload in a private company. The commission expressed serious concern over the incident and urged the businesses for reviewing their work culture, employment policies and regulations to ensure alignment with global human rights standards. In Sri Lanka, counting of votes is underway for presidential elections amid tight security. In early trends, National People's Power leader Anura Kumara Dissanayake has taken lead over other candidates in the postal ballots. In cricket, India defeated Bangladesh by 280 runs in the opening test match in Chennai today, taking a 1-0 lead in the two-match series. And that is the end of this news bulletin.